Immortality.
We all have illumination on all aspects of life. And what is your illumination on immortality? What does immortality mean? Does immortality mean living forever? Does immortality mean living forever in this body? Does immortality mean being the divine, wonderful creature that you are? Does immortality mean that we take this physical body and we live in it forever? Well, life is not created that way. Life is created that we are ideas that live forever. We are spirit that lives forever. We are concepts. We are the ideal that lives forever. The physical outpicturing of who and what we are at any one moment in life changes constantly. It's constantly changing, and we know that. We know how nature has the leaves fall from the trees and how the seeds grow from virtually nothing into a great tree or a person. We know how nature is created, how we know how life is created, we know how we have created it. Now, are there other dimensions of life where we live in different types of bodies? Are there other dimensions of life where we live in different attitudes of mind? Are there other dimensions of life where we live bodiless, where we live just as a concept, just as a thinking mind, just as a thinking being, without form? What kinds of immortality are there, and what kinds of immortality will there always be? We are told an atom can neither be created nor be destroyed, that it always is. We are told that within the atom, each individual zillion, trillion atoms beyond count, each atom is energy, is a life force, is a power, is an essence that goes on and on and on. We are told by our scientific community who seem to study these areas and affirm that this is what it is, immortality does exist. Immortality does live on and on. Now, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of living? What is the purpose of being? Human beings that we are, we always like to have a purpose. We always like to have a reason for doing anything, being anything, and expressing it any way. Well, just like God had no reason or purpose for creating anything. All things are just created out of the curiosity, out of the joy, out of the imagination, out of the flights of grand illumination that come into a being that is listening to its inner self. And if the inner self is as we believe it is, if the inner self is all, if the inner self is all and all that ever can be and all that ever will be, and if we are expressing just a small part of it, which is what we are expressing, we can express all of it, but if and as we express all of it, we have no conception of what we're doing. We do not realize what we are doing when we are doing it, just as we are a little bit of practicing on the piano, and we have a little talent that we demonstrate. The more we practice, the more talent we demonstrate. And finally, we go beyond playing mechanically on the piano, because that's just a simple thing to do. And we go beyond that, and we begin to put our attitude in there. We begin to put our thinking in there, our interpretation into the music that plays out of the keystrokes that we make. And yet, after each keystroke is struck, it is gone. It is gone forever. Oh, you say it lives on. No, it is gone. What lives on is the keystroke before it is played, the keystroke in its ideal form. Now, any keystroke you make or I make on a piano or a guitar or any other instrument is our interpretation of the original key, of the divine key, of the ideal key, of the archetypal key. And we are a million miles away from what that ideal key is really expressing. And so our immortality is a million miles away from ever being complete, ever being fulfilled, ever being done. We live in perpetuity and we delight in perpetuity, and it is a great and a wonderful experience. But as we live in this eternally, in this eternality, in this perpetuity, in this immortality, what are we doing? We're just being ourselves. And the more pure and perfect we can be of and to ourselves, the more we are fulfilling our ideal beingness. What is the ideal person, the ideal man, the ideal chicken? What is the ideal egg? What is the ideal thought? What is the ideal expression of our divinity? What is the ideal expression of harmony and peace and love and joy? What are the ideal expressions of any of these things? Well, as long as we limit our understanding of the ideal to a human interpretation, we will come far afield of what the ideal really is. The ideal is so much better than we could ever conceive it to be. And this is what our immortality is. It's our ideal quality of life. It is something that goes far beyond anything we could conceive of in a human point of view, anything we could even conceive of in a divine point of view, because we think we can conceive of a divine point of view, and truly, we can't even begin to think of a divine point of view. Immortality is a most marvelous and interesting topic. It is a most interesting theme. And the bodies that come and go on planet Earth, the bodies that have human existence or that have existence at all, are not really ones that we understand at all. We don't even understand the simplicity of a human life. How could we understand the simplicity of a divine life? How could we understand the simplicity of our immortality if we are living in a mortal life? If we are living with a mortal consciousness, if we are living with mortal attitudes toward everything that we do, how could we ever do it? Well, that's our question. That's our question. What is immortality? And the answer is, immortality is like the atom. It has energy constantly flowing within it, in absolute energy beyond any capacity we have of understanding it. And the energy does tremendous things, and it works forever. It's an energy that self-completes itself. It's always moving. It's always active. And you and I, within our physical body, have these atoms, these energies that are moving fantastically, immortally. And we do live forever. And though we may choose different forms and different attitudes of being, we are always alive in our immortality. We are always alive in our expression of who and what we are. And we think how great that is and how wonderful that is, and we have really no idea how magnificent it is. Until the day is that we just sit in peace and say, I am that I am, it is done. I am that I am, it is done now, and I am immortal. Be immortal in your consciousness with me today.